Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 11th day of January. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all you deadheads in Thomaston, Georgia. And for the rest of you. A cut from In the Dark, Touch of Grey, Grateful Dead. We heavy heart this morning. The loss of one of the founding members of the Grateful Dead, Bob Weir. So throughout the morning, been tributes to him and playing their music. Talking also some Bay Area sports. We were talking about what kind of fan he was, 49ers fan, Sam. And that also then brought up the other, because you don't talk that much about the fans of those teams out there. And this is not like it's a very, really small city. San Francisco's what, fourth or fifth biggest city in the country?
Yeah, right, yeah, man.
Right? But we don't talk about those associations. You had the Grateful Dead, you had Bob Weir, you had Jerry Garcia, and the rest of the guys in the band that were out there at those games. Who else do you remember as far as Bay Area, San Francisco?
Oh, man, all kind of people. Tower Power.
Musicians. Tower Power.
Larry Graham, Graham Central Station. It was, had a lot of folks.
Jefferson Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
You had Santana.
Okay.
You had Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly and the Family Stone's going to mention that.
Digital Underground. I didn't know about them. Humped Hump. Green Day out there. Obviously, Huey Lewis in the News and Steve Perry, who's at all the Giants games. So anyway, there you go. Rest in peace, Bob Weir. Also this morning, I've decided to, we started this during our story of the week. It is Girl Scout season. And there are
a number
of young girls in cars with their families this morning, headed to church, going to different places, going to practice, got a game someplace. And see, I didn't know until I started looking at this when Girl Scout season was. So when I heard that they had a new cookie, which is the whole reason for this, I'm doing this because they have a brand new cookie. Explorer Mores is the name of the cookie. It's chocolate, it's marshmallow, and it's got a cream, I forgot the name of the, what did I say the cream filling was made of? It was a, I don't have it in front of me because I got other notes as far as the Girl Scouts. Well, so it's a new cookie, check it out. But Sam, so I'm going to give you these nuggets throughout the morning. Just so you know, you're going to know more about the Girl Scouts than you ever thought you would know. And they were originally home-baked by girl members and their moms volunteering as technical advisors, Sam. The sale of cookies were to finance troop activities. It began as early as 1917. Did you know that, man?
No.
5 years later, Juliet Gordon Lowe started Girl Scouts in the United States. The Mistletoe Troop in Muskegee, Oklahoma. The first one, Sam, baked cookies and sold them to its high school cafeteria as a service project. That's how it got started.
Really?
Y'all didn't know all this stuff about the Girl Scouts, right? So I'm going to give you little nuggets like this laced throughout the show. JR of JR Sports Brief, who's probably bought some cookies.
He probably I'm sure he has.
And everybody, as I talk about this, think about their favorite cookies. I'm a Do-Si-Do man.
Do-Si-Do.
You are a...
That's right. Trifold.
You're a trifold. And Noel is a... I forgot. But she'll talk
Thin Mints.
Thin Mints. There you go. And speaking of Noel, we got a Noel's World coming up later on this hour. Also got something special we're going to share with you. And that's all I'm going to say on that. That's going to come up during Noel's World. But, Mr. Crenshaw, this is when we turn things over to you. Let us know what's going on locally.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, you almost have to because I got to go to the bathroom.
What? I didn't need to know that.
I'm just messing with you. Okay. I forgot to get your attention. I'll see if you were paying attention.
Oh, see.
I'm sit here the whole time with you.
I appreciate that you hanging out. A lot of things happening. Some shout outs I want to get into, and then I'm gonna circle back, you know, with something that a tweet that I got that I shared with Noel that was pretty cool. Something that former player from the area did. Shout out to our. We know we got hockey in the area.
Yeah,
you know,
buddy.
Minor league hockey. And they do amazing things. First of all, shout out to the Gladiators who play up at Gas South. They had a veterans special night for veterans.
Okay. Right,
which I thought was, like, outstanding to do that. And then last night, we know, I don't know if you know that there's a team, the Rock Lobsters, in Athens.
Now, does that not make sense? Do you know why they're named that?
I don't know.
B-52s are from that area.
Okay, that area. Well, a lot of music is coming out.
But, I mean, their song, Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobsters in Athens. And they had a NASCAR night last night with real NASCAR drivers.
As opposed to what?
I'm just saying, man.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been told that Ross Chastain showed up, Kyle Busch, Carson, host over Jeff Hood. Thanks so much for this info. And they did a nice tribute to Greg Biffle before they started the game.
Yeah, we lost that.
That was something we're doing at pro hockey that we have around the area. Okay, some college basketball scores from yesterday. Georgia's a winner. Georgia's now 14-2 men. They beat South Carolina. Had to come back, had to hang on to beat them 75-70. They're now 14-2. They got Ole Miss coming up on Wednesday. Tech loses to Miami 91-81. And they're now 10-7 on the year. They've lost their last couple because they lost to Syracuse. Although I had a chance to go and catch that game and watch Carmelo Anthony's son play in that game. And he's pretty impressive. Not a starter, but he came off the bench. And I think he had 11 points in the game. Pretty impressive in that game. Kennesaw State's a winner over Jacksonville State 88-82. They're now 10-6, and they have Florida International coming up on Wednesday. Georgia State men and women got much-needed wins yesterday. The men beat Marshall 81-73. Their record improves to 6-12. Georgia State women, I'm on the call for a thrilling game. James Madison, they beat them in overtime 72-70. Their record now is 7-10. They got Georgia Southern coming up Wednesday at 6:30. The alma mater falls to Jacksonville. Jacksonville, you beat them 75-43. So they're still 9-7. They got a winning record so far. And over in the AU Center, Morehouse beats Benedict 58-54. They won four in a row. And let's talk about them because Clark Atlanta was a winner over Savannah. Well, they lose to Savannah State 64-60. CAU is now 10-4. They had the 9-game win streak snap. Clark Atlanta, Morehouse play next Saturday. I know it's always a big event. Tell people to get there early. Fire marshal going to lock the door and all that kind of stuff. And so get over early whenever those two teams play. It's usually huge. Watching the transfer portal and some people who are leaving. Amari Odom, outstanding for Kennesaw State last season with them all-conference USA performer for them, transferring to Syracuse. So one of the benefits of, that's going to happen. Your team does well. Some of the teams in the Power Conference are going to come in and try to extract some folks, and that's just part of the game today that we see. I had a high school note too. Had some high school basketball event in Athens yesterday. Was the Georgia Interstate tournament, and the winners were Baldwin, winner over Cedar Shoals. That was in overtime. Whitwood Academy's winner over Green Forest. Morgan County beats Miller Grove. Etowah beats South Atlanta. Big win for Etowah there. And Greene County's a winner over Padilla. These games were played at Cedar Shoals, a well-run event there. Of course, next weekend is a big weekend for high school basketball, King Holiday Weekend and King Holiday Monday. A number of those events take place around the area. And speaking of high school basketball, I'm going to bring Noelle in if she has time because I saw a tweet with something that was sent by Ray by Hollywood Raven. And Hollywood Raven Johnson, of course, a graduate of Westlake, now on the team at University of South Carolina, one of the standouts there. And she did something special. I sent that to you. What did you think of that?
Yeah, that was amazing to see. I know those girls were excited to see their former player, their future WNBA player, Raven, come back and do something special for them to get them ready for the season. And
talk about this shoe they got.
The fissure was really nice. Yeah, they got a pair of All Black Core Team Asia A1s. It was really nice. See the whole team fitted out in them.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I know that was super exciting. So they all get to go out there completely uniformed, all in one, all the way down to the same shoes supplied by Raven, Nike, and Asia. She shouted out Asia too, and that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was amazing.
I saw that. I wanted to make sure. I gotta make sure Noel.
Yeah. that was my sneaker of the year for 2025. So to see Raven be able to be a part of that and give it to the Westlake girls over there, that's a good look. Shout out to Westlake's girls basketball team, man.
All right. See,
that's Sailor, too,
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Well, she's on the softball
team. She's off softball team, but
absolutely.
And media manager over there, I believe.
Is she media manager over there? Or is she the only media over there?
Well, I'm not sure, but she definitely holding it down on the media tip over there at Westlake.
She is. She's doing a great job over that way. Atlanta Vibe playing today, too. They opened their season this week, dropped their first match, but they're playing Grand Rapids, today at 4 o'clock out at Gas South. If you haven't been out to see Major League Volleyball, you can catch them. I know we got the NFL playoffs today, but get out and catch them this season. And starting tomorrow morning, Atlanta United opens their opens their training camp.
All right.
And that's what we got for you.
What I was going to bring up here. You guys had mentioned something earlier. I think it was Terrell. About this Hawks team and the thought of
what, man? Go ahead. What you got? See that you got that, and you did it.
I just want to see if you were going to keep going. You're actually doing me. You're the class clown in school. You were class clowning up there. You just like George Carlin in the album. He mentioned Ja Morant, and the news came down this past week that. All right, we're letting you know. We're putting it out there. Ja's available. How surprised are you that they just have decided to back up 10 yards and punt on this dude? He's my favorite player. I'd want to see him every day. He's as they say, box office. I'd pay to see him, but I don't want him a block and a half anywhere near the Hawks team.
Yeah, yeah. If he had distractions in Memphis.
I was going to say.
Man, he come down here, man. You know. So
but what do you – what? We've seen this before.
Yeah.
And talent, I won't say squandered, but for whatever reason,
he does need to change the scenery. He does need to change the scenery.
Right.
He does need that.
But are we waiting for the light to go off in his head? Because we've heard this from players like him with his level of talent and early on in their career. I mean, they don't get it. And then somewhere down the road, year 4, 5, 6, whenever – the light comes on, and they become a different player, and they say, oh, I didn't understand. I was young and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and they're able to make it and sustain and have a career. They're not that meteoric figure that they were on the path to be, and maybe that's happens to them. You know, maybe it gets a different location, and that's how it plays out. I don't know where it is, but it won't be Memphis, and I think that's he needs a reset. He does need a reset and see if he can capture and see if that jogs anything. It may not. It depends on who goes with him.
Who goes with him or where he lands, and is that voice on that particular team one that will be respected?
Yeah.
Because that's, at the end of the day, that's what's up.
The Mavs opened the door for all of this with that Luka trade.
Yeah.
It just allowed all these teams to be like, yeah, maybe not the Supermax. Maybe we can do something else, because it's giving teams a lot. Because now that the Hawks have done it, you saw Memphis immediately go, yeah, matter of fact, yeah, come get Ja too. And now they're talking about LaMelo bench down there and up there in Charlotte. So I it seems like a lot of these high dollar guys on mid level teams are going to get left out in the cold a little bit because of the way the money shakes out.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, and you guys were just talking about shoes. Did you see there's a picture of Anthony Davis's new shoe? Just got released.
Yeah.
AD1, and it's a walking boot.
Oh, see. Okay.
I remember they used to do that for Kobe, but it was funny because Nike kind of came back with a shoe that resembled a walking boot, so that was kind of funny.
Yeah, this is the one that gets the AD, and this is a big one. It's like one of them tube sock things. It goes all the way up. All right, you ready to talk to JR? We haven't talked to this man. Was it the 4th of July? Was it the Peachtree Road Race the last time we talked to him?
I think he came over and hung out with us, right?
Yeah. Anyway, JR, we miss you, and we want you to come back here and make your answers somewhat short because we got a lot to talk to you about. We want to make sure we get all our questions in. But JR's Brief, a friend of the show, he will be joining us next. After that, it is Noel's World, Sam McGregor on the Sunday Morning Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. And a perfect song as we pay a little tribute to the Girl Scouts this morning. A little Tom Petty, American Girl. Seems apropos, right?
Very much.
So, you know, we're the opening act for a big day of football around here, but you get a little bit of everything with Sam and Greg when you listen up here. And again, we thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. By the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got NFL action for you. We got all the games. Buffalo at Jacksonville. Pregame starts at 12:30, kick at 1, followed by San Francisco at Philly, and then Hawks at Golden State. That's going to be with us. If you're wondering about that Chargers-New England game, you can check that out on WAOK. So we got all the games for you. And then tomorrow night, of course, we'll have Pittsburgh at Houston or Houston at Pittsburgh for that last one. It seems like a week ago that college football and those games ended, right? Thursday, Friday night was the last game. Then we've got 4 days of NFL action. This is a beautiful time to be in this country. Ain't it, though? I know some people are upset because it ain't like the old days where you got NBC, CBS, and ABC or Fox for your games. You gotta go look for them in other places.
Some paywalls.
Yeah, yes, you got some paywalls. It's upsetting people, but you know, it's life in 2026. Man, it has been way too long since we talked to JR, and we want to welcome him back to the show. When we talk to JR from JR Sports Brief, 6 to 10, CBS Radio Network, you hear him here on Odyssey. We'd like to talk to him about a number of things. And we got the usual suspects, right? But this is also an Olympic year. And so can I start off with that question as I welcome JR this morning? Good morning, buddy. How are you? Oh, we're still working. Okay, I thought we had him. I apologize. Well, I was all ready to got my mouth all ready for an Olympic question.
Okay.
Oh, it is? All right. Well, we will do our best to try to get JR on. But here's my question. Are you looking forward, Sam, to the Winter Olympics? Do you look forward to the Winter Olympics?
I always do, and especially the way that they're produced these days. You know, just the production, NBC and Peacock. They get so much backstories and different little programs that go along with it that complementary other than just the regular coverage that you get. And I think that's the thing, especially for winter sports, because we don't get to play them things around here. You know, we don't. You know, I was watching some of the figure skating was on last night. I actually watched some of the figure skating.
You did?
Yeah, man. I mean, you got to know who some of these people are. So
have you ever figure skated?
Oh, figure skated. I've ever skated, period.
Okay.
A figure.
Have you ever ice skated?
A figure that I could skate? No.
Okay. That's a shame. I'd love to get you out there.
You have to do that. That's what you have to do.
I have to do that.
Yeah, you're from Chicago.
I know some people in Chicago that don't ice skate.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, probably not many. But, I mean, after you grow up around it and your friends are doing it, that's like roller skate here. But I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. The speed skating is something you watch for. Hockey, obviously you watch for those sports. Bobsled, Alana Myers from our area will be back in the bobsled again. We want to see how she performs. I'm watching this. And then there's always the stuff like the curling. I can't wait to see what they do with Snoop and the curling. You know what I mean? Because that's the other thing.
See, I forgot about all that until you said, because he's going to be with everything.
He's going to be at everything. And that's the thing that's going to make this stuff you're going to tune in and watch. You may not care much about the event or whatnot, but you're going to tune in to see what this guy says about it because it's entertaining for you. They struck gold. They struck gold last year, you know, in Paris. They truly did. And so that's going to be back. And so that's why you're going to watch
for the
Olympics.
Next 10, because he got this one, and then you got him going home.
Right.
For the
right,
next
for
one.
For the Summer Olympics. So, I mean, yeah, this is going to be fun. I think he makes it fun, and I think it's going to be one to watch. The downhill skiing.
Well, see, that's what I was getting into him. Lindsey, get him interviewing Lindsey Vonn. But anybody talking to Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say to you is I don't know how you feel about this. To me, the Winter Olympics are a much better watch, especially now that we got 4K. And even if everybody ain't got a 4K TV, you got a flat screen, you got digital. Because it's a lot more outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
And the snow is there. And that visual just pops on TV.
Yep.
And so I've enjoyed watching, even if I don't care nothing about the sport, I've watched that, what's it, the biathlon where they slow ski for a little bit and then they stop and shoot the gun.
Yeah.
All right. I actually watched that because of where they were at and the way they did it. Now they're incorporating drones so you could see it from the aerial shot. I got to tell you, the people who do the Olympics, I guess this is NBC and the all their other partners.
Yep.
That to me is a really good watch. If you wake up in the middle of the night or whatever reason late at night and you flip on one of them channels and you see just anything they have, the downhill, as you said.
Yeah.
Ski jumping. See, that's what I want to
do. Why would anybody want to do that? I'm always like, what? What does somebody have to do? You lose a bet?
Okay, why would you want to jump from a third platform, dive into a pool? Those people who do those.
I guess so, man. Yeah. But you think about people who do that, right? You can, and those of us who are a certain age, we can't not see that and not think about the opening to Wide World of Sports, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
He didn't even make the jump.
Right. You know what I mean? And so you're like, why would anybody want to do that stuff to begin with?
But I want to watch that all day long. I want to watch that all day long. So I'm looking forward to this. Listen, and the other thing about this is, as long as we're talking about athletes in the Winter Olympics, you got to think about what sort of mentality. We talk about the football mentality. We talk about the baseball, the bigger sports. But it is no less prevalent in the mind of somebody like a Lindsey Vonn. And I say that because it isn't got nothing to do with how she looks. She had all the money in the world, right? She'd had the accolades. As far as I could tell, Lindsey Vonn was in the skiing, the downhill skiing Hall of Fame. And for her to go through what she went through injury-wise and then decide at her age to come back and do it again, I miss going down a mountain at 80 miles an hour.
There's nothing else There's nothing else like it, right?
And these people are just hooked up differently.
Yeah, they are.
They're just hooked up differently, man.
They have to be.
I don't understand that. And you can talk about wanting to get out there in the contact sport of the NFL and the sports that we watch regularly. But,
Is that something special? These folks
are take on the elements.
They're in a whole different lane.
They take on Mother Nature.
They're in a whole different
lane. Yeah, and I got nothing but stupid respect for them. And so all of that thrown into a blender, like I said, the Winter Olympics for me are really nice watch. And I just enjoy the way it's covered. And I hope y'all are looking forward to it. Apologize. We've been trying to get to JR Sports Brief. You can check him out. 6 p.m. until 10. We talked to him about a number of things. But I tell you what, let's get back to this Atlanta Hawks situation that we were talking about. And you asking, who do you believe will, for lack of a better way to put it, emerge? Find a game that they knew they've had, but they've had to dial it back to be a part of this team. But you feel like there will be, and there may be somebody unknown right now. But the way these guys came together when Trey was out, now that they know he's gone, and my question along with that is this: to make this change, because I've heard Noel bring this up, I've heard Terrell bring this up. Is Quinn going to be able to do what he needs to do now with this group?
Probably so.
And how much of a pivot is he going to have to make?
Well, let's see how that does and how the new pieces that come in fit into this thing. And they do some better things defensively. Now, Denver only scores 87 points, but you know
who's
missing
from Atlanta. But that ain't the Denver team we know.
You know what I mean? But you get a win in that one. And you watch and see who else just emerges and does some different things. I'm watching Asa Newell. I'm watching the young man who was at University of Georgia last year, the top draft pick who comes in, and on certain nights, he's able to go out and do some things. Now, he's still learning. I mean, he's still learning the game, the NBA-level game and challenging, but he's one of those guys that could give you
10 points, something like that.
You're watching a guy like that to see how this departure, because really, you figure, here's a guy who's in college, and now you're on the team in a huddle with Trae Young, and you're from this area. Your eyes as big as saucers, man. You know, and now, you know, you go out and maybe you can dial it back and he can play a little bit more. You know what I mean? So I'm watching to see if maybe he's one of those players that we see, you know, improve a little bit more and become more confident in their contribution.
What needs to happen for this team to see what they will be moving forward? In other words, the emergence of some young star, some young player – who's finding his game? Is it a run in the playoffs to get them tested that way? You know, I don't know what that's going to look like. And we see something. There's a commercial running right now that basically it's about, isn't it amazing when you've known somebody for so long and they show you something after knowing them all this time that you didn't expect?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one of the commercials is a woman, they're taking some little ferry and all of a sudden she goes to the edge and starts calling whales. And making whale sounds. Like, I didn't know this about my wife. But my point is there something that we could learn, you could see from Quinn Buckner at this point, Snyder, that would give you reason to believe, okay, we're going to be fine. Heading into the playoffs, he's made the necessary adjustments. You like the lineups, made some, you know, switched around who's coming in off the bench, all of that.
That's the whole thing I always ask him about, you know, how's your second unit coming along? And you need everybody healthy. You need your frontline people healthy, first of all, to establish some consistency with that group that comes in off the bench. And maybe now they can get that, you know, to a degree. You know, hey, this is your role. These are the guys that are going to be your second unit. Because sometimes that second unit can come in and do some things and move some things that the first guys have problems with. They really have trouble lining that up. Now maybe they'll get that lined up going into the back half of the season as they approach the All-Star break.
Gotcha. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 again. Apologize, couldn't get JR joining us here this morning. By the way, I apologize also for that Quinn Buckner thing. So that's reference
about
from
Indiana
something earlier.
Once again,
we're in here talking about Mark Cuban
because
walking
Indiana's
around.
Indiana's been in town.
Walking around Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
And some of them probably still around. There's some Indiana folks still in town, man. They haven't gone home yet.
he had a nice Indiana top on, you know, just promoting his school and everything. But the patch on there wasn't about the football team. It was about the 76 unbeaten Bobby Knight basketball team that won the championship, the only undefeated college basketball season. That 76 Hoosier team, and one of the guys on that team was Quinn Buckner. And we were seeing how many people we could name earlier, and I think we got four.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad.
There we go.
That ain't too bad. I ain't mad at that. All right, coming up, top of the hour, we are going to replay. David Archer sat down with our own John Fricke and Abe Gordon yesterday at the College Football Game Day show and talked about the Matt Ryan hire, president of football operations. We're going to replay that for you coming up at 9 o'clock straight up, but up next, venture into Noelle's world. No telling what she is thinking about. That is up next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You got to fight with MRI. It's tied like glue.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg and Noelle on this Sunday morning. Listen, I'm not even going to just mess with you. Let's just get right to this. Coming up, I just want to remind you, top of the hour, we're going to hear a radio replay. David Archer sat down with John Fricke, Abe Gordon, talking about the Matt Ryan hire. That is coming up at 9, but Noelle, she's already just like double-dutching in the songs.
She got it ready.
So, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey. You know,
she's been with us all morning, long and narrow, and jumping in.
Well, Greg, you going to tell the people why you requested that I play?
Because we haven't had a chance to see. Again, we talk. We can't let him play with toys during the show. We just can't do it, man. What's wrong with you, man?
Sorry.
Grandpa, turn off your hearing aids. We can hear it here at the table. We have not had a chance to say thank you. Congratulations. So, Noelle?
We have not.
So, unbeknownst to our partner here, Mr. Crenshaw, we got the news a week or so ago about the honor that you were bestowed. But we had to keep our mouth shut, didn't we? We had to keep our mouth shut for a couple days.
Had to wait.
And then everybody else around here got a chance to say something, with the exception of your own show.
Crazy, right? Crazy how
it works. I know. You know what I mean? We sit now. Y'all just sit over here. We'll get to you, you know. So we would like to say to you, congratulations.
Congratulations!
He, along with Steve Holman,
yep,
have been named the best broadcasters in the Western Hemisphere.
No for 2025.
That's okay with me too, right? No. What is the actual title? Sportscaster of the Year?
Sportscaster of the Year for the state of Georgia.
Yes.
And so great to share that. And along with Steve, I saw him and I got him on the air with me at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, and we talked a little bit about that. He's a part of that, and I'm thankful for it. I mean, it's something that kind of came out of the blue, and so I'm just grateful and thankful for it. Thankful for everyone here, 92.9 The Game, and at Odyssey Atlanta, and the support they give us, and especially for you two. We spare so much time with, man. You, I appreciate you and the things we've been allowed to do and share. Mm-hmm. And so, and your support and encouragement and your push from the beginning, and Noel, you just, you know, I appreciate you, your creativity and imagination and things that we get to do. And you like right on the same page. And I think that's so cool. I enjoy that. Look forward to that so much. And so it's been nice to hear from some people, but thankful. You know, one of the things that jump out to me, Greg, is that because we do a different kind of show than people usually listen to when they hear during the week. And I think we're encouraged to do that. Everyone lets us know it's okay for our show to be different. But I think back to this past year, we got to go to Falcons camp.
Yeah, you and I.
And we hadn't done that before.
That's right.
And I remember I said, let's do a football show. Let's show that we can do it. We're all over the place. We're like Jim McKay. We span the globe.
Yes, we do.
When we come in on Sunday
and we
morning,
love
right?
that.
And we like that.
And the audience likes it, too.
That's what we do. But I said, we're going to go to camp, man. Let's do a football show.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Parker came out and joined
us. That's right,
us.
Yep. He did.
And
that was a great show.
And all kind of people came, former Falcons players came through to talk with us, Tyler.
Jerry Norwood was out there.
Yeah.
Right? Norwood, I mean, so we had a really good show. And I hope they let us go back. But I mean, when I think about it the past year, that was something that was great. Obviously, the other things we get a chance to do in 4th of July, It is a lot of fun too. People look forward to it. But so I'm just, you know, thankful for the opportunity.
You are like, I'm not going to say Joe Flacco, because you've done more. You're kind of like Messi in a way that he left where he was, made his name, came to America, came to Miami, and resurrected MLS, but yet still garnered awards. And the fact that you stepped away from television the way you did, that's the analogy I'm making. And once you got back into it, you're getting awards. I mean, you know what I mean? He ain't been there a year, and he already getting an award. Yep. He's back on television.
But I think it's all for the combination. And I got it yesterday at Georgia State. Thank the Georgia State Panthers for the things I get to do with them. GPB and the things I get to do as well, being part of the state championship games. But most of all, for the new opportunity with CBS News Atlanta. And hope if people haven't had a chance to watch, hope you will watch and tune in. The product that we're doing for news, something different, a different kind of look, and a rather eclectic gathering of people. I think people will enjoy getting to know them all. So
Sharon, I said hello.
I would
and Oren too.
See, you already know people.
I knew Oren. Oren, because she was at like Headline News or CNN, one of those forever.
Yeah, CNN, right.
And then she and I were in Godzilla.
Okay. I got a reminder.
But both
of
our
that.
Scenes, I think, were cut. we did it at GPB. We're like the first day where newscasters, hey, this is going on around. They always get a stable of newscasters of different ethnicities because we are supposed to be positioned around the world.
Okay.
You know, whether it's Spider-Man or Superman or Godzilla for those Marvel projects or DC, you know, they get an array of reporters.
Right.
So, but let me just tell you something.
Yeah, man.
This is because I knew that you and I, or Noelle and I, were going to talk about this morning. Noelle, come on here. I want you to see what I got for you here in tribute.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been seeing that.
What I'm doing, right?
I've been peeping the game right there.
Yep,
that's for you.
The CBS Atlanta T-shirt. Sam got the hat on. And
you know what I mean? Oh, man.
Where's the other thing?
I don't know. I don't know what else. I don't know what else you got.
Here we go. I have a present for you, too.
Oh no.
Noelle knows what it is. You got to always have some backup glasses, cheap sunglasses in your car.
Yes. So, especially on the run, Sam.
Oh, man.
I had to go to the dentist's office, and they had, like, a new company there. You know, they bring stuff for you.
Right.
For you to snatch.
Oh, man.
So they had a bunch of sunglasses and coffee cups,
by
things
Grin.
Like that.
Grin. That makes sense.
I had to get a new monitor that monitors for my liners.
Yeah.
Grin came by the dentist's office and brought these by. And so I was like, I'm not wearing these glasses. But you would, and Noelle
would.
I brought you guys.
I appreciate it.
But they're just like, everybody can have some backup glasses.
You always need them, man.
You get awards and checks, but I bring give you cheap old plastic glasses.
Oh, man.
But you'll use those.
I will. They will be put to good use because there's certain times of day, if you're driving around in this town, the sun hits, and you got to get them.
And
send you scrambling.
And nothing worse than having just, you know, you break your glasses and do whatever, especially for those who still buy expensive sunglasses.
Yeah.
Because I stopped that a long time ago. There is a barracuda somewhere off Nassau that's wearing the last pair of $100 glasses I bought.
I believe it.
They fell off a jet ski, and they're down there someplace.
That's why mine can't leave the car because they're too expensive. I'm like, I need outside the car glasses.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, God.
Got a cool-looking Mr. Limpet down there in the Bahamas. So anyway, we stepped in Noelle's world, but we wanted to take a second and
100%.
Acknowledge what happened. You know, the honors that have been bestowed upon you, which we acknowledge regularly, and we knew that we were going to be the last ones to get a chance to talk to you because the announcement was made last week before our show on Sunday. We had to shut up.
Yep.
And then people up here, even Mike Conti, wanted to know, when can we talk about it? And you said, not till such and such a time on a such and such a day early last week. And then we had 5 days to wait before our show give you flowers.
But I appreciate him so much because he put out a very nice, you know, on social media with myself and Steve Holman. And the fact that we both wanted and we're both a part of the fabric here at 92.9 The Game.
Yes.
So
congratulations.
Really appreciate that, man. Thanks so much. Oh, gosh.
There you
amazing,
go.
Oh, amazing.
Noelle, what you got for us? Come on.
All right, just something quick, nothing major. So we lost Bob Weir.
Yes.
This week. And we've been, you know, playing a couple of songs, and Greg has told a couple of stories. But as y'all know, a lot of my interests intersect. Did y'all know that in October, one of the most coveted shoes of the year was a Grateful Dead Nike?
Nope.
Whoa.
I don't doubt it, though.
So I believe Phil Knight is a big Grateful Dead fan. Because this is, I believe, the second collection of Grateful Dead Nike stuff we've gotten. It is usually stuff with the teddy bears, the colorful teddy bears or whatever. But we had a Nike Dunk collection, I believe, that came out 2024. It was like all furry shoes in different colors, like the bears.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this one has an array of colors, but it's like bright orange and yellow. Kind of stays in that that Oregon vein.
Okay.
And it has like I think the box had stickers. He had like little hang tags that came off the side of the shoe that were the teddy bears and all that good stuff. So you have the sneaker and the pop culture element of it, or the merchandising element of it. But then you have one of the greatest one-season shows ever, Freaks and Geeks. They have a plot surrounding the Grateful Dead.
Whoa.
Yeah, where they're, because Freaks and Geeks starts around 79-80. So it's beginning of the school year, so it goes from 79-80. And it gets to the end of the year, and our main protagonist is trying to figure out what she wants to do for the summer. She's, you know, in flux, leaving her old friend group and trying to fit in a new, you know, friend group and trying to figure out place in the world. And she just decides she's going to hop in a van and go follow the Grateful Dead for the summer. And that's basically how the show ends, because like, it basically ends on a cliffhanger. We don't get a season two. So it ends with our protagonist leaving, I believe, Wisconsin to go follow the Grateful Dead around the country at like 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because deadheads are that deep, though. That's a real thing.
I've known two people who have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Two people who spent a summer going just from city to city,
mm-hmm.
following the dead. Telling you, man, if Swifties could do it, if they could afford the ticket, and could drive around, like, I mean, it's all relative that you know, that those guys touring the way they do, and her tour. I'm just making an example, or Beyonce when she went out. It's a whole lifestyle. See, those ladies, you attend their shows, and you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a great show.
Right.
But deadheads and going out to those concerts, the venue, what do you call it? The sponsors that show up, the venues that they have outside of the actual stadium.
Right,
it's
right.
almost like mm-hmm. race day at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? Those little tents?
Tailgating tents or whatever.
Yeah, the ones, and they have different products. I tell you what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of a moving
it's kind of like a festival where they have
dogwood
it's
festival.
Like the festival where they have all the tents set up. You get your food and your merchandise,
you have tent after tent of people
vendors.
Doing things, exhibits in these places.
Yeah,
people doing other little performances.
It's like its own economy.
Exactly.
Yeah, following Grateful Dead was like its own little economy.
For a while, I don't know if it is now,
like
but
like a circus.
It was absolutely like that, and from just city to city, these people would go and they'd fill their car up. And we see it now in the form of people who take road trips, families who want to go to every stadium during a baseball season.
Something like mm-hmm. that, right?
But this is...
And then we have our guy Dave Cohen and Kiss.
Yeah.
Following Kiss. I mean, yes, something very similar. And to Greg's point, like, people do try to follow their favorite artists as much as they can, but the main difference between them and now is just, like, how big a spectacle this has all become. Like, it's just become so impossible to see like every single date of an artist show, like maybe you could in the 60s and 70s, but yeah, they just get in their car and hop from spot to spot. Gas was cheap. I mean, it's just so much more accessible to happen.
They tried producing. I think it was 94, was the Woodstock, mm-hmm. and that was a disaster. But it rained so bad mm-hmm. and things like that. But they had tried to get the Dead to go out there and play for that. But anyway, man, look, there's I wish we had a Deadhead here at the station to talk about the significance of that, but we don't.
I know, right?
Right.
But there are people out there screaming at the radio right now that are Deadheads,
mm-hmm.
and we're not even touched, just tip of the iceberg.
The tie-dye t-shirts, we ain't it's so much about them and what they stand for and how their fans interact and how they show that they are dead fans, like in every instance of what they do. It's his own culture.
And not only that, so let me just give you an idea. We're not just talking Bay Area when it talks to these guys.
No.
Do you know what happened last night in New York?
What?
Top of the Empire State Building. You know how they flip their colors from time
mm-hmm.
to time? Psychedelic colors.
Yep.
In tribute.
I believe it.
In tribute to to Bob Weir, the Empire State Building made it a sort of a psychedelic sort of mm-hmm. lighting at the top there last night. They talked about that.
And if you can imagine that replicated on the shoe, that's the Nike shoe that dropped in October.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of like laser strikes on the side. It's supposed to like resemble psychedelic colors.
But how? Who else has that happen? Well, I mean, this is a band we're talking about, but they're so associated with that area, with Bay Area, and yet still touch their deadheads, obviously, from coast to coast. But, I mean, when somebody in the music industry, entertainment industry dies, who else gets it where it's noted in these certain cities? Like, example, lights went black in Vegas when Sinatra and Sammy Davis and Dean Martin died. Okay. I'm trying to think of where else there was. I think there was something in Seattle they do on the anniversary of Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
In his passing. So I'm just trying to think of, you know, how many other people had or do you believe will have? Because they're so associated.
I'm sure Minnesota does something.
With Prince, obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you know that there is going to be something in Jersey when Springsteen leaves us.
Yeah. 100%.
Yet Bon Jovi's from there too, and he's not as big, but still, he's associated with that area too.
Detroit and Diana Ross, they're going to be a mess.
Yeah, that's true.
See, she survived New Year's Eve.
I was just about to say, we just saw her New Year's Eve.
I mean,
I didn't see that. Was her performance okay?
Yeah,
she was she lip syncing?
Everybody lip syncing New Year's Eve.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it was kind of cold out there for her to be standing out there. She was out. I was like, y'all need to get her inside. She's going to catch. You know,
you think she shows up every once in a while to remind everybody?
Yeah,
y'all are focusing on my daughter Tracy, but I was here first. You know what I mean? When is the last time you've seen that father, son, mother, daughter, parent, child still active in show business? I'm not my athletes. We're not talking the Griffies.
Yeah.
But one will come back and go, no, see, I'm going to fill this place up. I can't think of anybody. I'm trying to think.
Miley Cyrus don't have to worry about her old man coming back out.
No.
There.
For a minute, Michael Douglas, for a minute, before Kirk got, he could not be out in public anymore. But again, I was just trying to think of who out there, I know there's some obvious ones we're missing, but I can't think of them right now. But anyway, as we move in to the 9 o'clock hour, once again, I want to remind you what we got coming up here. Tim Scarborough is going to join us talking college basketball. I got a fresh casting call. I told you we'd get into January, get past the holiday stuff, and jobs would start popping, and that is the case right now. Plus, I have to tell you about my Friday night, and a shout-out to those folks in Conyers. But I was in parts of Conyers that I didn't know existed Friday night. Sam, I got a story to share with you
really?
Coming up. And a new project that I booked that actually has sort of a sports connection. I want to share that with you. But up next, Matt Ryan got himself a promotion. I don't know, is it a promotion? Going from CBS pregame to president of the Atlanta Falcons.
That's just a different move in a different lane. I don't know if that's a promotion or not.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
He had a good week. And we're going to talk about it next. Actually, we're going to hear David Archer talk about it. And a radio replay, David joined College Football Game Day, talked to John Fricke and Abe Gordon about Matt Ryan getting the job, and that is going to come up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.